And so we are so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity we have to come to these airwaves. And we want you to be in a place and space where you realize that there is a real eye that sees through every eye, and we are each so absolutely and divinely blessed. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to remind us of the gift in being. To come to this place and space where we realize that there is a right way to show up in our now moment. So many wands are mentally and physically and emotionally war-torn with all of the divisiveness that is going on within self, within family, within community, within the world. And the earth as we know it, no matter what is going on in the world, and we're making a distinction between what's in the world and the order that the earth is held by. And that order is an eternal order. And there is government and law that exists. It has nothing to do with the games of agreement and the legalese and the statutes that men create. And so I'm always so appreciative of this opportunity to remind us that we dwell in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that we are literally in the school of Earth residency. And we are choosing our classes in the curriculums of motherhood, fatherhood, childhood, business, executorship, education. There's so many echelons of society. It's like we all have gifts that have been gifted to us. And these gifts have been suppressed and oppressed because of the system of oppression that has impacted and affected all of our lives for generations. And for as many ones who have felt a need to say something, to do something, to raise up, to march, to picket, to boycott, we've not yet understood the fullness of what we have the potential and what we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to do, which is to live in exalting a full effort in our living as all other intelligences do. Nothing else lives to kill itself or undermine itself. Everything, regardless of how small or how large, within the whole spectrum of existence, exalts a full effort in its living, knows its food, excretes its waste, knows its kind, perpetuates itself, and will respond when it senses that its life is being threatened. And we, as human beings, who exalt being God's greatest creatures, have been impacted and affected by an agenda to modify our behavior so that we are not responding correctly and directly to being warred against, to being under siege, to being in a place where there is an initiative to make sure that each generation is being assaulted with more artificial colors and flavors and chemicals and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHC and will not live as long as their parents. And for all of what we are hearing, we're not really hearing that a people who undermine their children are a people who are destined to die. But when you've been taught that death is the natural finality, culmination, eventuality of what it is to be alive, it's unavoidable. I'm saying that's the lie that is at the root of the evil. because we are immersed in nothing but that which is our ocean of absolute and supreme intelligence that doesn't kill itself, that doesn't undermine itself. It doesn't oppress itself over here to uplift itself over here. It does not have to prove itself by murdering, marginalizing, capitalizing, capturing, jailing, zooming other ones. And because we each have been gifted with the breath of life, and that we are each intelligences of existence, male destined to be men, female destined to be women in the human species. But knowing that within the context of species, there's male, female, both and neither. And all species live to perpetuate themselves. That's what they do naturally. Our existence is being marginalized by a free enterprise system of capitalization that requires slaves, that requires the exploitation of other people's life currency, life force, for the profit of other ones. In modern day slavery, is the prison industrial complex where so many incarcerated ones are having to work for little or nothing while the taxpayers are paying thousands of dollars to keep them enslaved, incarcerated. To have a system that makes no sense, but then it capitalizes to make money. But if you were really about prospering, then you would have an understanding and an understanding that there is a right way to prosper. And there is no prosperity in undermining the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. There is no prosperity in undermining the other beings, other races, other nations of people from being able to exalt a full effort in the uniqueness of the divinity of themselves. And as we see that alcohol is everywhere, that it's in the Whole Foods, It's in the Kroger's. It's everywhere. Why would they be selling alcohol in the same place where they sell fruit and vegetation and things? You know, I'm just saying, everybody wants to make a dollar, so they don't want to miss anybody's dollar. But the issue is this. Many of us have a not too distant remembrance of historical memories of our indigenous families and our African families being bought and marginalized with barrels of rum. We were traded for barrels of rum. Gunpowder. And so when you see these big, big signs, the billboards advertising the gun shows, right? They're advertising these gun shows in the middle of the city of Atlanta, right? But then if you get caught with a gun, then what happens to you? I'm just saying, it's like, okay, why are we even feeling as though we need guns? But we're not feeling as though we need cleansing from being bombed internally, cellularly, with the nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, blue dye, blue lake, this and that, all of the phosphoric acid that's in the aluminum cans and the sodas that you drink. I'm just saying, the bombs are dropping every day with everything that you put into your mouths and that which you're feeding your children. And I'm saying, we have the right to stand on behalf of life itself. We have the responsibility to consciously care, to be the perpetuation and the progression of our lineages. We have the obligation and duty to stand on behalf of all rights of all beings to have the right to their lives, and we cannot reverse any of the issues of sickness, illness, disease, the obesity, the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the fibromyalgia, the endometriosis. I'm just saying all of the sickness, illness, and disease that nobody ever called it pandemic. But it is pandemic. And wherever you are upon that scale of wellness and not being so well and being sick and being terminally ill, you have been seduced through advertising, commercialism, to feel entitled to dissipate the greatest wealth you'll ever have, which is your life currency, which is your life. And I'm wanting us to get to this place where we're saying no more. We care. We care to live our lives, not to be dying our lives. We care to exalt a full effort in our living. We care to honor the greatest possession we will ever have, which is that which is beating our hearts and breathing us and giving us the faculty for real contemplation, meditation, reflection, intelligence, creativity, ingenuity, genius. But by the time these children are shot up with all kinds of stuff coming out the womb, and then the mothers and fathers are so busy working that they put the babies over here, put the babies over there. Nobody else does that. The kangaroo don't do that. The orangutan don't do it. The primates don't do it. Nobody. The field mouse don't do it. The cats don't do it. Nobody puts their babies over here while they over here. Except for the people. It's a trick, y'all. We're in an hour moment of eternity that requires us to really care. To exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our lifting, our uplifting, our standing, our resolute harmonization with the will of existence, the perpetuation of life itself. Because what we do in this now moment, how we stand in this now moment, it matters. It matters that we care. To stand absolutely and resolutely with that which allows us to stand with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. It matters that we are consistently showing up to do that which makes sense. Not just making money. That which is ours to do because it is duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings. To stand on behalf of life. This is Adama. I'll be forward in just a bit. So in our now moment of eternity, I'm asking you to raise completely up as real women, completely committed to the perpetuation of life, the exaltation of life, to realize that we did not have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women. But we should have been educated. We should have been spiritually supported, spiritually edified to be in the empowerment of what it is to be woman as a perpetuator of lineages of people. We should have been supported in understanding duty, obligation, and responsibility to know how to feed and how to cleanse and how to perpetuate and ensure the progression of our lineages. And so we are in a place and space where we can do what is ours to do because now you have complete support. You understand? Because, see, we realize that the institutions who have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is did not give us a proper orientation as to what life really is. We realize that those institutions that gave us some orientation as to what real success is did not really give us the right orientation as to what success is. Because none of them gave us a proper orientation in terms of what success in life is, in terms of being purposed in living. Nobody talked about the purpose in even being on the planet. What is the purpose in being? That should have been foundational, and then all of the systems would be supporting the purpose in being. And so when people say, oh, well, sister, I don't know what my purpose is. And I'm saying that's by design. Because of the miseducational system, because of the illness of the religious sector, that we want to have a prosperity. We want to have prosperity ministry. We want everybody to feel like they got to have money, 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 money. But the issue is that the wealth of us has been robbed. The wealth and the life force of us, which is beyond any amount of money, has to be restored. And when you think about how divine our being actually is, that we're on a planet that is spinning in eternity, and we've come from another realm of eternity into this realm through the sacred fluids of our mother's spark, by the sacred fluids of our fathers, and then we got absolutely no support in respecting the sacredness and the sanctity and the divinity of our own beings. And so I am the voice that is reminding you that you are and we are some of the most divinely blessed and gifted beings on the planet, because we're on the planet in such an auspicious moment where humanity and humankind and harmonize themselves with the forces of life. Because otherwise you won't live through it. But if you believe that dwelling in the realm of eternity means that death should be your natural finality, that's the programming. That's not the truth. That's the programming. They say, oh, well, sister, you know everybody dies. What you mean, sister, you ain't gonna die? Well, I definitely am not dying, and I'm definitely not dying because I've been killing myself. We're in a place where you can exalt a full effort in your living. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've drunk. I don't care what you smoked. I don't care what you ate. I don't care what body parts they don't took. You are still animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence. And every atom and every cell of your being is always responsive to more oxygenation as we are breatharian. Always responsive to more hydration as we are 80% water, as the earth is 80% water. Always responsive to more mineralization, which harmonizes us with the life force of the planet and helps to alkalize our system, which is a necessity for consistent cellular repair and regeneration and rejuvenation and revitalization and revivification. And this is a requisite for our true liberation and our resurrection. And so it's necessary for us to care. We don't have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be real men either. And to be a man, to be the progenitor of lineages, whether you realize how powerful that is or not, that you've been given the sacredness of the spark of life. And then under inebriation and intoxication and violation and all of this, you've been supported in throwing yourselves away with each ejaculation. Or having sparked other beings into life, but it wasn't as a part of the love and the commitment to the lineages. It was scratching an itch and having some fun. And therefore abortion has become the number one killer of us as a people, where heart disease is the number one killer of all people. We have to realize that it is not purpose in being to be undermining oneself. It is not the purpose in being to be participating with one's own demise. It is not the purpose in being glib about your right to have the right to your death. It is not the purpose in being to spend your days and your nights just regurgitating theories and opinions. It was your duty, obligation, and responsibility to literally love that which is beating your heart and breathing you. Love that which is life itself. Love that which is blazing the sun. Love that which is spinning the earth. Love that which is purifying the air and really giving us an opportunity to get it right. We've been given time on Mother Earth so that we have the time to come into timelessness and the reality of eternity. We need to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we care, to exalt a full effort in our living, to be completely restored, reconciled, harmonized, to be in a place of real commitment to life, commitment to love, commitment to the repentance that is necessary, because we've been taught to be glib about our right to be mistaken or to be sin-filled. And so I'm the one to remind us that this time is ours. This time is for us to return to the mind of conscious immortality, to the mind of God. And for those who don't believe in God, I'm saying, you still have duty, obligation to the lineages to whom you've come. And none of them beat their own hearts, nor did they breed themselves. We're all so perfectly and divinely designed, and now is our time to reclaim perfection as an inherent part of existence. It's time for us to realize that there's one real eye that sees through every eye. It sees through the eye of the smallest thing and through the vortices of the grandest universes. We are in a now moment where our time to rise is now. But we can't do it sick. We can't do it impaired. We can't do it, the rising that is, without the cleansing, the purification of our cells and our organs. In our systems, in our minds, in our bloodstreams, so that we can be completely restored as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is our duty, obligation, and responsibility as men and women to know how to care for ourselves, to exalt a full effort in restoring ourselves. It is our time to take the time, to make the time, to do the inner work and not just be working outside. But to realize that the body itself is home. And to be cleansed at home. Before you go out cleaning people's offices and cleaning people's banks and cleaning people's things and cleaning people's cars and cleaning people's whatever. I'm just saying, no, clean your bloodstream. Get your body prepared for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, that is your truth. And to know that in this now moment, your ability to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in any and every now moment is really necessary. To be in a place and space where you're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about who you are, whose you are, why you are, and being in a place and space where it is completely in the forefront of your mind and throughout your whole system, to commit every fiber of your being to being renewed so that you are rebirthed through creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and all of those things that are creating all of these issues. We can get off the blood pressure meds. You can get off the insulin. You can come to a point and place where if you've not too far gone, you can regenerate your kidneys. You can get off the dialysis. See, we live in the infinity of possibilities. We were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find. We were told that according to your faith, it would be so, it would be done unto you. We were told to see it, believe it, claim it. And this is our time to do exactly that. Your time to stand. Your time to rise. Your time to be counted on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the emergence of the kingdoms and queendoms of God is now. You're in tuned to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so how you know that you have purpose, what purpose is for you, is you don't have to be paid to do it. But I know the value of who it is we actually are on the planet. I know the duty, obligation, and responsibility that we have as men and women to be in a place and space where we are no nonsense about what our obligation is in being upon the planet, and to be in a place and space where our gift is consciously caring to show up in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are as these points of the presence of God personified. You understand? See, they don't want us to be that godly. You understand? Godliness is perceived to be something exceptional, but godliness is all there is. We see the trees, we see the birds, we see the clouds, we see the rain, we see the, you understand, it's all God in terms of life itself and the source of life itself. And our coming to this point and place where we are caring to be completely renewed in life itself, not by virtue of the medications, you understand, and the knee replacement and hip replacement and the thigh replacements and all the metal that's being put in our bodies. I'm just saying is that before we get there, we need to really take some time and realize how blessed we actually are and to really honor the blessing of our being. Coming to this place and space where we are no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about our now moment in standing on behalf of life. When we hear the news and we see all of the warring, we see and hear all of that which is going on in terms of Israel's war against Palestine and the Gaza, and how all of the governments are supporting it. And we, in response to it, should boycott the death industries. Because the death industries, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, all of the stuff that is making us sick is that which we can stop supporting so that we're able to truly move as one in one accord. See, this is what nobody's really called it. They've not really addressed it in terms of what we have the opportunity to do. Now, if all of those who were engaged in the warring would just know that as a collective, they could make a decision, we are not going to war anymore. They could make a decision. Now, what would they do? When I was a little girl, when the Vietnam War was going on, I used to ask my mom, I said, so why don't the presidents just fight? Why they got to have everybody else's children all involved in it? They don't like each other. Let them kill each other and we put somebody else in office. I'm just saying, why y'all got to send other people's children into war for something that don't make any sense at all? Because what? Because nobody is designed to be killing. These people are coming back broken. They're coming back having some serious issues. Our wholeness is what we should be supporting. Our wholeness is what we should be loving. Our wholeness is what we should be creating. And you can't do it if there's no intention. And for the churches to sign off on it, you understand, it's like the churches should be raising completely up. But in the raising completely up, we still have to clean completely out. That's the issue, is that we really are not able to come into the fullness of our love, our light, our wisdom, or our truth when our blood is defiled with all manners of toxins. You understand? It's been the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, and all of the dough, all of the mucus that binds those chemicals that's causing the blindness and the deafness, the arthritis, the rheumatism, and whatnot. You know, I've been asking, knocking, and seeking all of my life to understand what was wrong in the world and what needed to be done. And right now, as a mature woman who has been involved in the solutions for over 4.5 decades, I'm encouraging you to realize that you have more power than you can possibly imagine. But the power comes with the power of decision, the power of commitment, the power of care to realize your opportunity in this now moment to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you stand in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are, to the glory of the lineages through whom you've come, and on behalf of the progression of your lineages. We've all given, we're all giving something. We're all participating at some level in this living. But to come to a point where we're making a collective stand on behalf of life, it's not too much and it's not impossible. You understand? It is not impossible. For all of the ones that gathered in 1963 for the March on Washington, all right, and all of those who participated in the boycott of the buses, you understand? They made some headway. But the issue is that with that, they still never ask the right question as to what makes a people feel as though we have no worth and we have no value except as commodity and slave unto them. You understand that we have no rights that they have the responsibility to respect. But then what is showing up now and has been obvious for quite some time is that the marginalization was not just about black people. It's about everybody. And those ones who took part in the enslavement, those ones who took part in the hanging and the beating and the raping and the violation, they did not realize that they were in need of liberation also. You understand? They felt like it was their right to be wicked. And wickedness is seeded from the violation of the bloodstream. And so where they say the love of money is the root of all evil, I'm saying no, the love of killing and burning and flesh eating, inebriation, the love of intoxicating and violating the sacred gift of your life is the root of the evil. Because the spirit is charged upon the blood, and the quality of blood is going to be predicated by the quality of nutrient we get. And that which they call food that we have so much access to has no nutrient. We can eat it just like we could chew cardboard and plastic when we were little girls and boys. You know, let's get real about what's needed right now. Right now, support that conversation that sows within the fertility of your mind and your heart, the seeds of right action. In our now moment, that we're being called to rise. We're being called to care. We're being called to choose that which is life. We're being called to reverse the issues, to step into the integrity of who we are and whose we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. As wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and men, the progenitor of lineages. So in truth, there is not anyone whose purpose in being on the planet is to murder and kill and violate and bastardize and usurp and capitalize and institute systems of oppression as the progression of somebody's world-conquering rampage that is morphed into a global initiative of depopulation and genocide and zero population, which is why they mandated that your children had to be vaccinated before they could go back to school, and how those spike proteins and all of that would somehow undermine their virility, their fertility, put them in a place where they won't be able to have children. It's all about depopulation. There's too many people on the planet. The planet can't hold. There's too many stupid people on the planet who are not respecting the divinity and the truth of themselves. That's what it really is. But everybody is gifted with the divinity of being. So it's just about changing our perspective. It's about our coming to a point and place where it matters to us that we show up. It matters to us that we show out. It matters to us that we stand up and we give the intelligence of existence that people refer to as God. Give God the glory of your life, the commitments of your life, consciously caring to walk in the truth of the one that you truly are. Being in a place and space where you care, to be in love with that which is loving you with your whole heart, body, mind, life, and soul. Life is loving you. We are in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present, loving you with the sunshine, the air, the fresh air, the movement, the oceans, the waters, and the tides. Y'all realize we're on a planet that is 80% water spinning in eternity. Lord have mercy. Can you imagine? I want you to imagine that. Close your eyes and realize that we are on a planet that is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship, 80% water spinning in eternity. And these bodies that we're in are cosmically, divinely designed spacesuits. And the system has us in a place where the suits are just filling up with all kinds of stuff. You got fish in there and pig in there and cow in there and turkey in there, and it's all like creating all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, let's get clean. You gotta get cleaned up, Dutta. You gotta get cleaned up, brother. You gotta clean up the children too. That's how we clean up the earth. That's how we repent. That's how we get to this place in space where we cannot be in out of a harmony with existence itself. See, that's the issue. You cannot be guaranteed happiness, joy, peace, poise, power, potency when you are not respecting yourself, your cells. That there's order in living. There's order that the earth is consciously caring to reestablish. So for the volcanoes that are active under the oceans, causing the glaciers to melt, the waters to rise. In our time, we may see so much of the islands flooded. We're losing populations. And I'm saying we can do something about this, but you cannot sit back and act as if it doesn't affect you when it's affecting everybody around you. Your children are not well. They're already pre-diabetic. They're having cancers. I'm dealing with it all the time. I'm just saying, let us no longer be a detriment to ourselves to be in a place where we understand the power of love. Love is not just an emotional thing. Love is the harmony of the truth, and the truth is that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Love is a power and a force that we can harmonize with when we are exalting a full effort towards our wholeness. But you can't love your cigarettes and your black and miles and your wacky weed and all the stuff you smoke and more than you love your lungs and think that you're going to survive it. Is my religion. Love is my religion. You can't love your alcohol more than you love your bloodstream and survive it. Love is my religion. Love is my religion. Love. You can't love eating the flesh of violated beings more than you love the functioning of your own heart and bloodstream.
Now do you believe
that we've got to come to a better place with ourselves? And we can. And so I ask you again to support WRFG for allowing voices, my voice particularly. I don't know if there are any other voices like mine here, but we give so many ones opportunity to come in and express themselves. And some of you have had opportunity to come and express yourself and what you're doing and what you're creating and all of that. This is community radio. You can't go to any other radio station, commercial radio station, and be able to be in the studio and have more than a 15-minute conversation. You understand? I'm just saying, I've been here 24 years, all right? And when people show up to do radio with me, to come in, I am not letting them go for 15 minutes. You take you an hour to get here, and then you're only going to talk for 15 minutes? That don't even make no sense. But you're at 404-523-8989. Make some sense and give some money to support that which is supporting you consistently, continuously. And I am always so grateful for those of you who will make the sacrifice of being awake, and for those of you who are alert. We in bed with so many people right now. So so we wanted you to come and contribute something. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. It could be what you have. But when you go into your freezer and your freezer is a morgue, you paid for all of that. And none of it is bringing you back to life. None of it is encouraging you and inspiring you and motivating you to remember the divinity of your being. I mean, look at all the things that you spend money on. Are you investing in revitalizing yourself? You understand? And so it has to be spiritual. It has to be mental. You have to hear something different. You cannot just think that just becoming vegan or vegetarian is the do-all of where we are right now. It really isn't. And it, if it took, and I've been in this community over 45 years, strict vegetarian. So for now, vegan and vegetarianism to be trending at 45 years since I came and started influencing things in people. How long will it take loving God with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might to be trending? You understand? See, that's the key. Now, everybody heard that. Thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You heard that, right? Thou shalt honor your mother and father. You heard that. Thou shalt ask and it will be given, to knock and the door will be open, to seek and you would find, through fasting and prayer the desires of your heart will be granted. And y'all heard all of that, right? Are you doing any of it? Or are you reaching for the medications? Oh, I gotta have my high blood pressure meds. Oh, they're not working. Oh, they're making me dizzy. Oh, they're making, I'm just saying, those meds are really messing people up. That's why so many are on dialysis now. I'm just saying, we are under a global initiative of marginalization, disenfranchisement, sickness, illness, disease, adulteration, violation, and we do not have to participate with it. We're in a place and space where my voice, particularly in this now moment, and so many other ones who are bringing love to the station to talk about all of the issues that affect us all over the world, because we're all interconnected. And for you to think that you're not impacted and affected by what's going on over here, what's going on over there, it's just not true. The issue for us, it's coming to a point and place where we care to be realigned in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are, so that we are more influential and more impactful and more effective than all of the foolishness. I almost said something. All of the foolishness that's going on out here that is like marginalization. We should not be supporting our own demise. You understand? And when people that we know and love who work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, when they have to get laid off because ain't nobody buying. You understand? Ain't nobody buying that stuff. Right. So, no. Then you have a chance to get out of your contracts of enslavement called employment and begin to literally realign yourself with purpose and duty, responsibility and destiny, in remembering who you are, whose you are. The prodigal children returning home into the mind of God, the house of God, getting that pineal gland. See, when they talk about decalcifying the pineal gland, you got to literally clean every other part of your body. Your whole system has to be clean. Don't be focusing on just decalcifying your pineal gland. That's really where the root of the house of God actually is, when it becomes truly vibrational. So we're getting that direct download of insight, intuition, guidance. You understand, discernment, judgment, and whatnot. But you have to have a clean temple. Your body is your home. It is the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. That is our truth. We were never here to be slave and commodity under a people who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no care for themselves, because there is only one self. So if you can be murderous and lying and oppressive to anybody else, then you are going to receive that multiplied. They don't get it. The law is exact. It's not rocket science. The issue is, how do we show up? How are we gifting? How are we honoring? How are we reverencing? How are we respecting? But it's very difficult to do that when you are addicted to lust and passion and things that are base in desire. You understand? That's the manipulation that so much of the psychological and behavior modification has put people in, a place where sisters feel like, okay, well, I can't get a job, so I'm going to go, and I'm cute, I got a nice body, and so I'm going to strip, and I'm going to appeal to the base nature of a man. Many men who are married and they got women at home, they got children at home, but then they're going to put money all up in your G-strings and all of that for a thrill, and we can do better. I'm just saying, we really can do better. Being mindful of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being is a requisite for where we are now. This is not about being black. It's not about being white. It's not about hue. It's not about your sexuality. It's about being. All being is intelligence. All being is sacred. Every being and everyone has the right to their lives. But we have to care. So when they talk about Black Lives Matter, all life matters. The chicken's life matters. The environment matters. The oceans, the rivers, the streams, the seas, everything matters. So we have this interconnectedness with all of life on the planet. So if you're a detriment to yourself, then that means you're a detriment to everybody else. You know that I am very serious about our being, very serious about living and loving our being and being loving. And to be reversing whatever issues have crystallized in our tissues and taken it on. There's no need for us to accept being sick, ill, diseased, despair, depressed, and all of that. And most of that is because of the oppression at the cellular level. And I'm saying that we're perfectly and divinely designed. I am knowing. I'm not thinking, I'm not believing, I'm knowing that we have everything and have access to everything that we require in order to be a renewed, rebirth, restored, and resurrected human family. When people really look at the global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, then understand that it affects absolutely everyone. But not only does it affect and impact the whole of humanity, as well as humankind and those who are kind of human, but every order of being. So this is not a black or a white issue. This is an intelligence issue, because there's nothing but intelligence. And what we see, from the smallest little thing, from the amoeba to the funguses to the parasites, the organisms, everything exerts a full effort in its living. Nothing lives to kill itself, to undermine itself. It knows its food, it excretes its waste, it knows its kind, and it has the sense. It perpetuates itself, even to its own detriment, you understand, whether it's the drones, bees, or the spiders that die after they've made it, whatever. I'm just saying everything perpetuates itself. And everything responds when it senses that its life is being threatened. Because the nature of intelligence is that it thrives for its life. It cares to be free. And so feeding off of that which has been in captivity, in violation and being violated with all manners of chemicals and cramped spaces, these animals, the great holocaust is still happening. It's a greater holocaust now than ever before. And you either are aware of it and are responding correctly or directly, or you're ignoring it and you are not responding correctly and directly. And I am here and I have been speaking, but I have been speaking for over 4 decades. And so those of us who care to respond, and those of us who are the messengers, those who us of us who have come through lineages who move the spirit and care to really honor and glorify our Creator, which is all there is, then we have to be global too. And I'm so grateful for all of those who are listening from wherever you're listening. The book that I wrote years ago called Liberation is a Cellular Function, I couldn't finish writing the book before I start giving people what I think is the most essential part of the book. It's what you do to liberate your cells. And this is what a lot of people miss. You understand, the civil rights movement did not advocate us clearing, cleansing, purifying, and no longer supporting the corporate deities of death. The Black Panthers didn't do it. You understand, very few people who have been initiating movements of such in terms of consciously caring to empower a marginalized people, an oppressed people, they didn't realize it. We have the opportunity to do what none of them knew to do, which is to liberate ourselves from the sludge, from the chemical, for all of that that is undermining the life currency, and to know that you can accomplish it. I have seen and supported people reversing whatever the issue, but they have to do the work. I just give you the wherewithal to know what to do. And so the doing is going to be accelerated by your enthusiasm. You understand? So the faculties that we were given as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence is the faculty of imaging our imagination. We have to be able to vision and see ourselves whole, body, heart, mind, and soul. You have to be able to feel it. It says, give thanks as if you already received it. You take some time and you get into your meditations and your reflection. You get still, put your feet on the ground barefoot, and you get into that sun and you claim your wholeness. I am completely whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul. I'm so grateful and so thankful for every breath and every beat of our heart. See, a lot of people, they focus on all of the ugly, all of the stuff that's going on, but you are still animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as long as you have breath and heartbeat, you have another opportunity to honor yourself, to cleanse yourself, to purify, to consecrate that body through the power of your word. Say, in the beginning there was the word was God, the word was with God. Speak your word to power. Don't keep talking about what you ain't got and what you ain't, they did this and all that. Let that go. That's what happens when you do the cellular releasing. You get a chance to release the crystallizations of all of the fear and the insecurity and the sense of unworthiness. And I'm saying, by virtue of every beat of your heart and every breath that you take, you are worthy and deserving of the transformation, the transcendence, the transmutation, to be in a place where you become truly the captain of your own fate and destiny. To know that in this now moment, you can change your mind. They say, be you renewed through the renewing of your mind. In order to really renew the mind, you have to cleanse that blood. With each and every breath, breathing deeply, reverently, hydrating your fresh fruits, your leafy greens, your vegetation. 80% of our nutrition has to come from water-based things. It cannot come from meat and dairy and eggs and chicken and fish and flesh and flour and pancakes and waffle and breads and biscuits and all of that. That's what's making people sick. That's multi-trillion dollar business. And nobody is here to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's multi-trillion dollar business. That is the evidence of the distortion, the dysfunction, and the defilement of the blood that has not yielded a greater thought. All you have is a gift of your life and now. For all of those ones who've come and gone, for all of those ones who we've loved and were shot down, left too soon. Sometimes we have to be committed to something that is greater than ourselves. We have to be committed to the wholeness of ourselves. We have to be committed to that which is blazing the sun and spinning the earth and is the source of our being. And to reconnect with the source is to reconnect with destiny.